This is Morty Schmag, 92.1 RTR FM, Noongar Radio, and Great Southern FM down on Minang Country. Yeah, how you going, Tonch? Where you been?
Oh, not bad, Jimbo. It's great to be back in the house. Been out there, flat out, busy as usual. And
so where you been?
Oh, just hanging around Noongar Country and travelling the East Coast for a little while, doing some other work over there as well. But happy to be back home on Budja.
Yeah, because you realise when you're not around, and Jody's not around, well, I'm solo. You know that, don't you?
Oh, look.
So I've got to work extra hard for
you. I just don't know how you would struggle with that because, as you know, and I know, and your listeners,
yep,
you can talk underwater, Hunk.
Okay, so, yes, this is Murich Mag, your weekly good news programs about First Nations people around the country, and delighted today to have Megan Cracker as a guest a little later, coming in out of her heavy work load. And the things she does in our community on Noongar Country, Whadjuk Country, we'll hear some more about, but also what work she does and her aspirations. So keen to talk through some of that. And so stay tuned in for a wild ride for an hour on Murich Mag here. 92.1 and, oh, I don't know, we're approaching 190 podcasts. If you missed today's program, tune in this afternoon, stream it, and or any time after today, you'll be able to hear any one of the programs that we've had. Maybe even search Megan for the last time she was here. So we'll go to a song. Hey, Megan hasn't heard of this song. We're going to introduce you to Megan shortly, but here's Emily with Black Smoke. Well, Emily Weimer there, Black Smoke, one of my favourites. And, if you've just tuned in, Murich Mag here on Whadjuk Country, Noongar Radio and Minang Country, Sunday 9:30 and Tuesday 9:30. And talking about Minang, I want to introduce you to our guest today, Megan Cracker. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Megan, who's your mob and where are you from?
Cracker Mob, Mount Barker. Grew up there all my life. Well, then when I moved to Perth here about 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
So Crackers, Colbungs, Millers, you name it, we're connected left, right and centre. In terms of native title groups, or not native title groups, the regional corporation, it's Woggle Kaiap, right. But that's home for me.
Good. Yes, well, Minang Country is my home too, so it's in our blood, girl.
They breed some real deadly mob down that way.
Yeah, well, my mob. I don't think I've told our listeners here on RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. My family are Coins, Lou's, probably related to this fella over here too. He's nodding his head going, yeah, because you might have to remind our listeners who your mob is too. So Dad Morrison, Mum Coin Lou, so Gurang and Minang. So, close association, just looking to some of my rallies over the sad time. Married into Coins, so... just remember now, I think I had a girlfriend was a cracker once upon a time. We won't talk about that now, though. That was another world, Megan, another world. So, Tonji, before we go more into Megan, who your mob, where are you from?
Oh, my mob is Underwoods, Cornwells, Hansons, Joneses, Bratz's, Eads's, Coins, Haywoods. Yeah. And the good thing is that three of us here are all from one country, Minang Country, which is so beautiful.
Yeah, no, I've been talking to Megan here and there for the last, well, forever, really. We've been talking together a lot, but more importantly, just of recent times. And, I mean, the work you've been doing in that suicide prevention, do you want to touch on that and tell us how what that does for you? Because I know what it does for me when there's, when we've lost people like that. What does it mean to you?
Before I go there, if that's all right, I remember you, and I remember coming to some of the big functions and NAIDOC weeks and so forth, and I always remember your energy and the DJing and so forth and how you had all the dance moves. So people like yourself, you inspired me to become the person that I am today, so thank you.
Good on you.
I'm not sure how I landed in this space, and that's the honest truth. I'd worked with all these government organisations, community bodies, been on different committees and so forth, and then I started working with No More Legal Service, and that was set up in response to the Royal Commission into Institutional Response to Child Sexual Abuse. And part of that work went into about 27 prisons right across the country. And then you hear the stories of the forgotten, the silence, the unheard, and the trauma layers. From there, I started working with Thirrily, which is a service that provides support to suicide-affected families, that intense psychosocial support, the assertive outreach, which is 24/7. So you became very familiar with some of the heartache, the sadness, the hurt, the pain, and that real beautiful connectivity in how you can actually make a change or a difference to a person's life. The old saying is, you can't change a world, but you can change somebody's world.
Yep.
And from there, obviously, started working with the National Suicide Prevention and Trauma Recovery Project, which really was a volunteer effort at the time. Jerry George Artis, I followed him across for that. And then, of course, we've just been trying to get funding for that. So at this point, we have various contracts, one obviously with the police. So with the police, we work on the Saturday and Sunday. So all the mob that are coming out of the Perth Watch House, we provide that support. And then obviously with the mental health comm, that's kind of like the same type of work, but everything is on the coalface. We've got two class actions in WA. So the first one is in relation to Shine Lawyers. So Shine Lawyers, I've got a class action in relation to child removals. With child removals, as you know, back in 1997, they had the Bringing Them Home report.
Yep.
And at that time, there were 2,000 black kids in care. In 2008, the Prime Minister at the time, he gave the apology to the Stolen Generation, Mr Rudd. There are 8,000 kids in care, and now there's 23,000 black kids in care. So it's gone from 1 in 3 to 1 in 2kids in care right across the country.
Yep. Wow. You know, and it's the work that you do, and it must be tireless. I know I've rung you a number of times, and you've been busy all hours of the day and night. So hopefully today is a little bit of a break from you, from that monotony. And when I say monotony, I mean it in a way that we have to deal with these things anyway. And I hope you're okay in looking after yourself in doing that. I mean, I know you come from a strong family, but sometimes, you know. We're talking to Megan Cracker, who's working in the suicide prevention area. 0405 921 921, 0405 921 921, if you want to send a good luck call to her. And give a shout out to some of you might be listening before we go any further, eh?
To all our community out there, there's a lot of love and respect for you all. I know that a lot of our family members are doing it incredibly tough, especially the ones that are on the streets. As you know, the nephew Andy, rest in peace, he passed away several days ago.
Yep.
That was very sudden. So, of course, to my direct and immediate family, my brother Jimmy, Fiona, who's Andy's mum, the siblings of Andy, our brothers and sisters, Barbara Garland and family and their children. So it's been really quite hard, really quite difficult. Big shout-outs to all our mob, not only here in Noongar country, right across the nation. The reality is that we're all brothers and sisters of the human family, but I do know that there's extremely talented, beautiful people out there, but I also know that there's extremely beautiful, talented people that just are struggling and struggling to put food on their table, if in fact they do have a table.
Yeah.
So love and respect everyone. Thank you.
Give a big shout out to my grandchildren, Darnell and Annette, because their mother was a Garland. So I just realised now the penny just dropped. So, yeah, brother boy's children are probably related to Darnell and Annette. Darnell was on the program last week. He was singing Solid Rock. Got to talk some more about Solid Rock, because that's now part of a national competition. Reconciliation Australia is calling on choirs who might want to do a rendition of Solid Rock. So thank you for sharing that, and again, big shout out to all the family doing it tough. And we're going to go to another song, introducing this music to my guest today, Megan Cracker. What do you reckon, Donj?
Oh, look, it's so great. You're so inspiring, Megs, in terms of the work that you do and the hard yards that you put in for our people in the community. And, you know, you can never put a price on what you do, you and Jerry, in this great work. And I, you know, seeing the work that you're doing on the weekends through the Watch House is really amazing. And I've sort of shared that with Jerry one day through one of his posts. It's to continue the great work, because our mob need it. You know, they need that extra support. And it's challenging, it's difficult. And again, it's all that trauma and intergenerational trauma that our mob are dealing with today and going through. And unfortunately, they don't know that trauma and that DNA that they've got in their life.
Just tuned in. It's Murich Mag, RTRFM 92.1. We played Black Boy earlier. Emily Waimara, here's another one of her heats. Her Come on, get it right. Emily is a, that's a woman, eh? Let's go, black boy. If you just tuned in, Murich Mag on RTRFM 92.1 Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM down on Minang Country. And talking about Minang, that's my country. And our guest, Megan Crackers, from there too. Mm. Hello again, Megan. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, it's been incredible with yourselves. It's been amazing. But you know what? Big shout out to the mob that I work with.
Good on you,
because
yes.
Because they are just absolute warriors, champions, people with the most incredible hearts. Simone Lee, what a champion.
My niece.
Person that drops rallies left, right and centre outside of Hakea Prison, but has so much love for our people. Marianne Hedler-McKay, she's just a most incredible sister girl, and she's always so kind and humble, but at the same time she is strong as. Jade Wallum also works with us, and Jade, the amount of lived experience that she brings into our team and the way that she goes over and above is just profound. Jade's actually organising a family day, and that's happening on the 16th, so that'll be incredible. And then, of course, Jerry Georgiadis, what a champion.
I was wondering when you'd come to a Marmon. You've been talking about the Jorgens, but not the Marmon. So who's this Marmon you're talking about?
Jerry is my best friend in the whole world. He's someone that inspired me, somebody that took me under his wing and helped me find my voice. And to that, I'm deeply grateful. And he's someone that I hold in the highest regard, because out of everyone across his country, out of everyone across Western Australia, he took the time, the patience and energy to invest in me and help me find my voice.
Right.
So for that, I truly love him and respect him. We also have his daughter, Connie. She works with us. She's real deadly. She gets us organised. Tiffany Collard, her mother is Michelle Pickett. She works with us as well. And she's a gun. She does all our data entry. She sees people when they come in. But she's just an amazing human being. And, you know, the way that we've acted, and also Mia, she's another lady that works with us. She's out at the Balga Footy Club, but she does a lot of community things out there, gets the footy team organised. But the way that we've actually got people on board is the lived experience, is people with love in their hearts and pure love in their hearts for community. We weren't worried about resumes. We weren't worried about people talking themselves up. When we actually came to selecting the people working with us, everything else is teachable. What isn't teachable is that true love for community to go over and above.
Oh, yes, again, Megan Crackers, our guest today. So big shout out to all the mob down in Minang Country, Albany, through the Great Southern FM transmission down there, radio waves.
And I just want to touch on that song, Black Boy, from Emily Waramara. It obviously really touches you, Megan, and you just mentioned that to us during the song. What a beautiful song, and it's a reflection on AK, your nephew, and what an amazing journey he's had. And through those trials and tribulations, we actually saw that that shining light of, I'll say the words, silk. He was silk in what he did. He was amazing on the field, and I tell you what, that day, I've been listening to a lot of commentary over the week, and I still remember that day watching the Swan District's grand final, and I don't bury for either team, but I tell you what, I was jumping out of my chair at home for Andrew and thinking this is a miracle what's happening here, but it just brings goosebumps back to those opportunities, and we'll all forever be grateful of his presence on the footy field, and highlighted by his father and his uncles as well, just amazing family in terms of the sporting world and what they brought to the field and what they brought to the viewers at the grounds, and even through radio and through television. It's just, it was joy and it was excitement, and it gave you something that you'll take away and hold on forever. And I just want to say thank you to you and to your family, and thinking of all of you during this particular time. And he was nothing but quality and silk, and brought joy and happiness to so many supporters in the football world and the sporting world.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, and it's great to see that all this great work that you guys are doing, and it's just amazing that, and we need to acknowledge the great work that you're doing with your team.
Oh, thank you. And I just wanted to say 2010, the grand final, I was also at the game. And it was just so hard to be there. You just didn't know who was going to win. And then Andrew coming out of prison, he'd obviously Swan Districts gave him the opportunity. He cleaned up every single award that year, every single one, whether it be the Simpson Medal, every single one. And then the next year, he went to the big stage, the big dance, and he played in a grand final with Collingwood. So that's a true testament of the person that he was and is, and how he lives on in minds, hearts and souls. But I'll just spin you this one quick yarn there before we cruise. So, of course, Jimmy and Philip, they played in the 1981 grand final with Claremont. They played against South Fremantle, and they end up winning. Incredible grand final. Everyone remembers the fight that happened in the first couple of seconds of the game. My gosh, everyone, it was on for men, and yeah, it was insane. But anyway, they got drafted to North Melbourne shortly thereafter, and in 1982, there was myself, Mum, Jimmy, Fiona, Andy, rest in peace, Carla, who's a sister to Andy, also Rhiannon, and a dog named Butch. We jumped in Jimmy Statesman and we cruised across the Nullarbor. And that was just an incredible trip, but, you know, we had the dog in the car. But these are the special, beautiful memories that we have. And, you know, even though we come from a huge family, the Cracker family, and the brothers have played at all levels, we've never thought that we're too good for anyone, period. And what actually really humbled me when Andy passed, rest in peace, is that I wasn't in at work, of course, but mob from the park went across from Beaufort Park. And some, they're just incredible souls, and they're battling their own challenges. But they came across and they wanted to say sorry and bring cards across, and that was really quite humbling. The point is, the type of person Andrew was, he resonated with the top end of town, but he loved our community and our community loved him.
Oh, now we're talking Megan Cracker, Minang girl, all the way from Albany, Mount Barker, my country too, through the coin and lose. We're going to go to a song and come back and talk some more with talk about your aspirations for the future. Let's go to Dan Sultan. Dan Sultan. Well, the same man, yeah, we're the same men, the Murich Mum, and here on Murich Mag, RTRFM 92.1, Noongar Radio, and Great Southern FM down on Minang Country. Yes, Dan Sultan. New man, same man, not the original stuff that he played, but I like that. It makes you move a bit if you're a dancer. So I suppose you're dancing around the kitchen now, you fellas listening to us here on Woodich Mag. Hey, if you are, 0405 921 921, tell us how you're feeling, because we played Emily Weimara earlier and played a couple of songs of hers, introduction to our guest, Megan Cracker. How you going, Megan?
Yeah, I'm going real deadly there. Love the music.
Yeah?
Yes.
But you're not dancing? The chair's moving a little bit, I reckon.
Well, that's exactly right, but you're doing dancing for all of us.
Oh,
shaking it up.
0405 921 921 is our text number. And give us a bell if you'd like to acknowledge the program. Not that we do talk back, but be nice to hear from you and see how you're feeling about Murich Mag these days. Yeah, I'm not solo today. Tony's joined us again. He's been on holidays. I'm surprised he's not in Bali again.
Oh, no, look, that's I think that's already in the calendar, Colin.
Are you going up shortly?
Yeah.
What is it, happy wife, happy life or something?
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes, so we talked about some of Megan's work that she's been doing. Quite a difficult time to talk about these sorts of things. We've acknowledged brother boy, nephew, Conk of Megan, and we pay respects to all the families. Megan's had a big shout out to all the relations. And Minang people will be listening in also, but yeah, 0405 921 921. You might just want to text and say, say how you're feeling. But Megan, you're wearing the shirt, AV. Yes. What's that stand for?
It stands for Australia's Voice.
Okay, how did you get to be wearing this shirt, I might add?
Very honoured to do so. So, Senator Fatima Payman, she crossed the bench in relation to an issue. So she was a Labor politician And when we're talking about the Senate, it's federal Senate. So obviously we've got the lower house and the upper house.
Yep.
Where Senator Fatima Payman is, that is in the Senate. So that's along the Lydia Thorpes, Dorinda Coxes and so forth. But how I got to wear this shirt is that I had a conversation with Fatima, and then we went through an interview process, and then through the interview process, they selected me as the lead candidate for Western Australia for the Senate. So the party that's just been established as of about 11 weeks ago, so it's a new party. It's incredibly exciting. We have candidates over in Victoria, South Australia, Queensland. We're in the process of announcing the New South Wales candidate very soon. But it's just been an incredible team effort, and I love the energy by Senator Fatima Payman. She's just the most beautiful, kind soul. And I love what they stand for. I love to say they stand for the unheard, the forgotten, the silence. And then when I had my first initial meeting with Fatima, I seen how pure and kind that she was, and how loving and how skillful she was. And I loved her courage. And she is to me a conviction politician, because she speaks with heart and courage and integrity and values and so forth. So the values of the AV, Australia's Voice, aligned with mine.
Right. Okay, so there's obviously election coming up, May 5th, I believe. Have I got that right?
May 3rd.
May 5th, my mother's birthday. She'll be 98 then. Yeah. Okay, so what does the challenge for you now, what does it hold for you between now and then? I mean, obviously, wanted you involved in the radio today to sort of, and so our people could listen to you. With today, there'll be probably a lot of non-Aboriginal people listening, but tomorrow, you know, there'll be a mob wanting to know what's going on.
Well, yeah, no, thank you for the opportunity and thank you for the question. Obviously, there's certain things that we're, policies that we have in relation to housing, banking reforms, supermarket divestiture, also ending political perks and ending genocides, and there's so many others. But the reason why I wanted to be with AV is very much to highlight and amplify the issues of not only First Nations people, but people right across the state of Western Australia, whether it be around climate justice, whether it be around the cost of living crisis, whether it be around stolen generation, child removals, taxation issues and so forth. And to take that to Parliament and say, no, that's not good enough, because what we've had is Labor, Liberals, Greens, Nationals, but we haven't seen an Australia's Voice at this level before.
Mm.
So it's really exciting. It's really such a great time for me, not right now, in terms of the campaigning stepping up. It's just craziness, but that's what I'm standing for voices, standing for the unheard, the forgotten. And it bothers me that a lot of our families, black, white and brown, live in social housing. And social housing, as we know, 20,000 people on the wait list, equating to 48,000-49,000 people homeless or houseless. That's all of our brothers and sisters in Western Australia. But it bothers me that we don't have homes. Homes in the sense that we've seen a rise in the street present homelessness, we've seen a rise with people are living with others and therefore causing challenges. Many times you'll see 3, 4, 5, maybe even 15 people in one house. So that bothers me. It bothers me in terms of the position on AUKUS right across the country. So what's happening over in Palestine, the genocides.
Yep.
But really it was just to be that person that has so much lived experience, so much experiential, to speak truth to power and to bring the voices of Western Australia to the front line in Canberra to push back on certain policies or legislation. We know in terms of the Senate and how government works, we're not asking for the vote in the lower house, because obviously the lower house, that's where government's formed. We're just running in the Senate. And as we know, with how it works, is that it's the highest legislative body in the country, and that's where the legislations are either enacted, enforced, or debated upon. I think that there's been a lot of fails, and we've seen the crisis of First Nations people, but also our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters doing it more so tougher than ever before. Mm. In terms of social housing, when you're in a social housing, you have to pay 25% of your income. So if you're in receipt of Centrelink, whether it be JobSeeker, whether it be Newstart, we're behind the eight ball already, because what we've seen is the cost of living increase, but in terms of Centrelink payments, that hasn't increased. So we've seen the budget that was handed down last week. Senior people, dear souls, what, $2.30 mm-hmm. increase? I mean, that's just unacceptable. So basically it's about giving a voice, challenging the status quo, working in partnership and obviously in a collaborative way.
Wow, that's a whole range of different political statements, political policies. So how are you going to sort of challenge yourself to look at a whole range of issues there and come down to certain energies that you have within the party that you have? You mentioned a new candidate in New South Wales.
Yeah.
How will that all come together? Obviously, political parties work together, they connect and mm-hmm. have their voices heard. But how will you then concentrate on certain issues that are a priority?
That's done in collaboration with the team. But given that this is only a new party, we're not just saying this is a policy that we're adopting, that's another policy that we're adopting. This is a grassroots party. It's a party for everyone. So in terms of policies, we're happy to include. So that's where it comes down. In terms of the colleagues that we have, I just jumped off a meeting with all the colleagues before I got here, and they're just absolutely dynamic. They're incredible, of all different nationalities. It's just a beautiful team to be part of.
Right. And, you know, you're heading into a new environment. What does that mean for your what you're currently doing? Have you thought about that yet, or is that too early to predict as to how you might cope with what's happening now and how you're going to look in the future? I mean, that's a tough question to think about, I think, but obviously you've given it some thought.
The reason why I wanted to go for politics and in the Senate is to make that change, right, to make that difference, to change the narrative, to bring to life the issues that's impacting on all people in Western Australia. And basically be that voice and a collaborative voice. Obviously, I'm so connected in the community, I will never lose that left, right and centre, no matter what position that I hold, because I love our people, I love all people, because I believe that we're all brothers and sisters, a human family. But obviously, going into politics, if lucky to get a Guernsey, it would be about changing the narrative and challenging where need be, because I think we've got it incredibly wrong. And what I see in Australian politics right now is that there is not that love. There isn't that kindness in so many respects, even though there's some individually beautiful people. But the narrative, the policies, and I speak of Mr Dutton, I speak of Mr Albanese, where you've got the Labor government that says they leave no one behind. We know that so many brothers and sisters across this state are being left behind, and their voices will be heard and challenged.
Megan Craig is my guest here today on RTRFM Murich Mag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. We're going to go to a song.
What a beautiful song in remembrance of a beautiful young man. I remember the last time I saw him down at the Collie River walking one night.
Oh, no.
Walking along, and I happened to be there with him, catching some errands with the rest of the family. And what a beautiful dedication to Cassius Turvey. And thank you to all those amazing artists that came together to share in this beautiful song. And Forever 15, and you'll always be forever in our hearts and our loved ones' hearts. And we're thinking of those families, the family that are going through the court case at the moment, and we pray that they'll find resilience and strength, but they'll also find love and peace through this journey as well.
Wow, and the artists involved, Deline Briscoe, Fluent, Bumpy, Bright was connected to WA, Tony Walker, Jamal Ryder, oh wow, there's a mob, Emma Donovan, Emily Wamara, Yeah, you go, oh, look, there's so many here. Candice LeRae that have dedicated their time and effort to such a beautiful song there. Megan, welcome back to Murich Mag.
Thanks, this is awesome to be here, loving it.
In the final quarter now.
Absolutely.
Or something like that. Program's only an hour, you know. We've got about 20 minutes to yarn.
I know, it's gone real quick, eh? You fellas like talking.
And you know, yeah, we'll talk about your sisters later down the track, but that's another story. Minang country, and in my childhood days growing up down in Albany, moved from Katanning down to Albany, and tell you what, it was fun time in Albany on Minang country. So if you're listening, if you're tuned into Minang, here's Megan Cracker. We're talking about what she's done, and that's been awesome, just to know the energy that she's applied to the work that she's been doing. And I tell you what now, she's talking about new energy. I just don't know how this lady, I don't know how the yoga's going to keep up with this. She's stressing here that, you know, she won't leave anything behind, but the future is looking bright, and you must be pretty confident.
You know, all you can do is put it out there. We've got a new message. We've got a new party. We've got different approaches, and it's very much elevating and amplifying voices that aren't heard, that aren't silent, that are silenced at the moment. And if I can take for a moment, we have so many people that are living out in community with disabilities.
Oh, yeah.
The NDIS is just so difficult to navigate. Way too difficult. So as a result, we're seeing many brothers and sisters living in this society with known disabilities and not being able to access the NDIS.
True. So true. And of course, you mentioned the Bring Them Home report in 97 a little while ago. We've had those Royal Commissions since that have been scathing of First Nations people. Disability is one of them. You know, let's put it where it is, kiddie sex is another, and aged care. So there's been some awful things recorded in all these Royal Commissions about our mob, and some of the equity issues that really worry me. And I hope that as some of the challenge for the Australian voice, because equity applies across the board. When we expect services, whether they be ACOs, Aboriginal Community Controlled Organisations, and how people on the East Coast seem to be favoured. Did I say that? People on the East Coast seem to be favoured for the work they do because they're closer to Canberra. So how can we change that, do you reckon?
Right across the country, First Nations people fall below the poverty line by 40%.
Wow.
In Western Australia, it's 60%. Up in the Northern Territory, it's 75 to 85%. But in terms of changing that, and you only have to have a look at Victoria. Victoria, they have the Assembly, which is incredible. Over in South Australia, they did adopt the voice of Parliament. In Western Australia, we don't have anything of that magnitude or that nature to actually have a collective voice. So basically changing it is efforts that I would actually put forward, speak to other politicians about, to ensure that people in Western Australia are provided with the same opportunities. And when I talk about the same opportunities, the regional the local ACOs that we have, investing more money into that, because I know that there's a huge stretch.
Yep, yep.
And some are doing the best that they can, but they don't have the resources to do that.
Oh, yes.
In terms of the intense psychosocial support, which is 24/7, there are other things that I would push for. Mm-hmm. One of the big key one for me is also a Bill of Rights.
Right.
So the Bill of Rights in terms of a Human Rights Act, we are the only country without one. So if there was a Bill of Rights, that would actually protect the individual, but also hold others to account. And that would actually be powerful for all individuals right across the country.
Wow, yes, so those equity issues are really a worry for me and Tonj. I mean, obviously the issues around compensation, and we've touched on the work we've done. I mean, RTR are going to screen Genocide the Wildflower State during Reconciliation Week. If you don't see it before then, we might have to get you down there. But, I mean, you talked about genocide too. You talked about your concerns about overseas. And that's an obvious concern now, because people are in denial about genocide.
Well, that's exactly right. And then we must also remember that in terms of First Nations people, there's been genocidal acts and practices that have been perpetrated against our people, and it still continues today. One of the other things that I'll mention really quite quickly is the Medicare. the Medicare NDIS pharmaceutical benefits with 132 carceral estates across the country, and of that there's 17 youth detention centres. Medicare NDIS pharmaceutical benefits aren't available to those that are incarcerated. Therefore, it's health discrimination at its very best. Whether you're incarcerated, whether you're on the outside, we're all entitled as people that live in Western Australia and very much across the country to the same type of services.
We're going to go to a song because we're going to finish off the show with you're going to tell everybody why they should vote for Australian Voices. It's a song. Oh, before the announcement, Angeline Glenn Sculthorpe. He's a great artist. You don't play enough of him, do we, Tonge? But
no.
Megan Cracker has been our guest today, and it's been a wonderful hour sitting in with this Murich Yok from Minang Country. So, Megan, to finish off the show, we've talked about your past and your current and what you're hoping for the future. What's advice to people out there, our listeners here on RTRFM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern Minang? What's your advice now in relation to politics?
Thanks for the opportunity of having me. It's been incredible being on with yourselves. Beautiful. Don't waste your vote. Your vote is incredibly important. Who you believe in, who you want to back in, that is totally on you. But basically you need to find a party that you're comfortable with, just in terms of their political messaging. In terms of Australia's Voice, we are new. We're not asking to run in this, run government, because the government is formed in the lower house. Anyone in Western Australia, in terms of Senate, can vote for myself, if that's what they choose to do, or Australia's Voice, which we're one of the same. What makes us different to others? We're unique. We're new. We come from a lived experience. We speak up for the unheard, the forgotten, and we challenge. And challenge in ways which is kind, respectful, but strong, and truth to power. So if you're looking at a person who truly has your heart in mind, please consider us in that respect, because the reality is that we're seeing so many fails right now. And in terms of having a beautiful government where there's so much accountability, I think that is really quite required in that respect. So think about it. We are new. We want to do something special, and the voices of the people will come to the fore.
Well, Megan Cracker, if you just tuned in, we've had Megan Cracker, a budding politician, but a tough little yok who's been doing so much in our community in prevention of suicide. So we're going to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Love and respect.
Thanks for having us on the team.